This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. As pressure continues to mount on Israel to scale back its aggressiveness in Gaza, they have released another video to make their case. They say it shows a tunnel in a private home underneath a child's crib.
We're in a house that seems like what might be an innocent home. But if you follow me here into the children's room, looks like an innocent children's room. Under this child's cot, not the baby's cot, you see a tunnel that was used for terror by Hamas ISIS. Hamas ISIS uses children's rooms, uses baby's cots to hide what is used for terror, for murder, and for slaughter.
Now, we are not able to independently verify either the location or date when the video released by the Israeli army was filmed. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Vladimir Putin said U.S. President Joe Biden's remark that Russia would attack a NATO country if he won in Ukraine was complete rubbish, adding that Russia had no interest in fighting with the NATO military alliance. Grain of salt. He also said he had no intention of invading Ukraine. Russian rocket forces say they've loaded a new Yars intercontinental ballistic missile into a silo in the Kaluga region southwest of Moscow. The 23-meter-long RS-24 missile is designed to carry multiple independently targetable reentry vehicles, which allows the missile to deliver multiple nuclear warheads at different targets. Also from Russia, they say they have no interest in extending the Black Sea grain deal, according to Russia's agriculture minister, who told the RIA news agency. This is VOA News. The UN Migration Agency says a boat carrying dozens of migrants trying to reach Europe capsized off the coast of Libya. More than 60 people are dead, including women and children. The shipwreck is just the latest tragedy in this part of the Mediterranean Sea, which is a key route for migrants seeking a better life in Europe. First voters arrived at polling stations on Sunday as Chile decides whether or not to replace their constitution, which dates back to the Augusto Pinochet dictatorship. It's the second time in 2 years that Chile has held a vote to replace its current text, a promise born after large-scale, passionate, and sometimes violent protests against inequality in the nation in 2019. Leaders from Japan and the Association of Southeast Asian Nations marking their 50th anniversary of friendship by adopting a joint vision at a special summit that places greater emphasis on security and economic cooperation amid growing tensions with China. Here's VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Prime Minister Fumio Kishida also held a series of bilateral talks with ASEAN leaders and signed official military assistance deals with Malaysia and Indonesia to bolster the maritime security capabilities. Japan places importance on strengthening cooperation in security and defense while reinforcing support for ASEAN efforts to tackle climate change and investment, including the region's automotive industry, according to Kishida. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
These 9 workers were killed, several injured in a blast at an explosives factory in Nagpur Sunday morning. The blast occurred at a factory run by Solar Industries India, which manufactures industrial and military explosives and propellants and warheads for India's defense sector. A world-famous video game maker has agreed to pay millions of dollars to settle a discrimination claim. Here's VOA's Alexis Strope.
Activision Blizzard has agreed to pay about $54 million to settle discrimination claims brought by California's Civil Rights Agency on behalf of women employed by the video game maker. The California Civil Rights Department announced Friday that the settlement resolves allegations that the maker of Call of Duty, Overwatch, World of Warcraft, and other video games, quote, discriminated against women at the company, including denying promotion opportunities and paying them less than men for doing substantially similar work. Allegations of workplace discrimination helped drag down Activision's stock price in 2021. That paved the way for Microsoft to buy the company. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
You can watch video from VOA on our website. That's voanews.com. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.